USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stalled since early this year, nuclear talks between the United States and North Korea are now to resume this week. North Korean media is quoting a statement from a high-ranking diplomat in the North who says preliminary contact is set for this Friday with working-level negotiations to begin the day after. This is coming a day after former National Security Advisor John Bolton told a forum in D.C. that North Korea and its leader Kim Jong-un can simply not be trusted.
He will do whatever he can to keep a deliverable nuclear weapons capability and to develop and enhance it.
President Trump is again questioning the credibility of the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, tweeting the anonymous whistleblower put out false secondhand info. Trump insisting his administration should be allowed to interview and learn everything about that whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Jurors in the trial of a former Dallas cop accused of murdering her neighbor asking several questions this morning. The jury sent a note to the judge asking for a more clear definition of manslaughter, among other questions. Amber Geiger was off duty but in uniform when she shot Botham John to death inside his apartment last year, saying she thought it was her apartment and believed he was an intruder. She could get life in prison if convicted of murder or 20 years in jail if convicted of manslaughter. Starting a year from today, TSA officers will only accept driver's licenses from travelers that meet federal real ID standards, but only 27% of driver's license holders in America currently meet the requirements. Here's TSA Deputy Administrator Patricia Cogswell.
Real ID is specifically designed to inhibit the ability of a criminal or terrorist to evade detection using fraudulent identification.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NYPD now says Officer Brian Mulkeen, who died in the line of duty over the weekend, was struck by friendly fire. Police Commissioner James O'Neill saying during a violent struggle, responding officers fired multiple times, striking the suspect, as well as the 33-year-old officer. It happened early Sunday morning in the Bronx. Mulkeen was tasked with getting illegal guns off the street and earlier in the day had arrested a man with a firearm in the very same area. It's been 2 years since the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, and investigators still don't know what led to it. It was the 1st of October 2017 when gunman Stephen Paddock opened fire on a massive crowd attending the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas.
We refused to believe it was a shooting until it just kept going and going.
He killed 58 people, wounding hundreds more. Police say Paddock rained a hail of gunfire for more than 10 minutes from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. The 64-year-old firing more than 1,000 rounds before he took his own life as police were about to enter his room. Authorities have never figured out a motive for the massacre. And NBC says viewership for the 45th season premiere of Saturday Night Live was down by about 30% as compared to last year's season opener. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.